take?
As you can imagine, when I'm co-teaching with Dr. Sullivan and they ask questions, I said, it's exactly what she said. Okay, now we're moving on back to carbon cycling, and we have Dr. Catherine Stewart, a new addition to the USDA group down at Colorado State, with her collaborators talking about carbon dynamics and the rhizosphere of switchgrass.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to say thanks for the intros that I've had this morning or this afternoon by our three previous speakers. To be honest with you, this is my first time going through a rapid fire talk, so they only give you three slides, and I feel like I can't get all the background, so thank you for giving me all the background that I need for you to actually understand where I'm coming from. So my research is really looking at carbon sequestration, and there have been some really interesting advances in the last few years on the importance of microbially mediated products into the soil. And more we discover that the oldest carbon that's been stabilized in the soil profile is actually microbially processed. It's not necessarily plant-derived, which puts these microbial communities at the nexus of getting and stabilizing carbon in soils. And so my question with this was, if you look, you know, across ecotypes, plants drive carbon below ground into the rhizosphere and into the microbial communities. And so from a biome perspective, we know that, you know, if you have grasslands and if you have forests, you get very different soils and very different soil profiles. But if you look on a much smaller scale, so if you're going to go on a cultivar scale, well, how important is root architecture and root microbial interactions in stabilizing soil carbon? And so what we did, we took two varieties of switchgrass, two cultivars. One was an upland variety, and it had a very fine-rooted structure. And then we took a lowland variety that had a coarser root structure and had about twice the biomass, and we labeled them with 13C. And so we were able to trace the 13C photosynthetic uptake down into the roots and then into the microbial biomass. And we did that with we sampled all the way down to 150 centimeters and did PLFAs, we did root architecture, and these are the results. So Canlo is the upland variety. You'll see it's a little bit larger, and Summer is the smaller, finer-rooted variety. And these are the atom percent relative 13C enrichments over depth here. And what you can see, and what's really, really cool, is that the communities are different between these two cultivars. And the more you go deeper and deeper and deeper into the profiles where your rooting structures are getting more and more and more different, Canlo is actually having many, many more of the gram-negative biomarkers. And Summer, the finer-rooted cultivar actually has associations with the saprotrophic fungi. The other interesting thing with these data is that there isn't much of a difference with the AMF communities. And so this has impacts in terms of how that microbial carbon is getting stabilized. And when we look at that, you're getting stabilization of that 13C all the way through the profile. And this is after the entire season. And between the two cultivars, regardless of their communities, regardless of the differences in their rooting architecture, there's a trend for more stabilization with the larger plant, but not really. It's not significant. So basically, you have this smaller cultivar that has a more saprotrophic interaction with its microbial community that appears to be getting more efficiently sequestering microbial carbon below ground. And that's it.